Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Hope everyone's enjoying the Panthers because, you know, these runs don't last forever. You always, you know, it's like always a few years removed where you go, man, you remember that era of, you know, Big Three basketball or Panthers hockey. So you're in it right now. So hopefully you're enjoying it. 5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour. I told you last hour, Florida Panthers official watch party for tomorrow night's game one of the ECF is at Funky Buddha in Oakland Park. That is a great place to watch Panthers hockey, and it will be going off tomorrow night, 8 p.m. puck drop, Funky Buddha, Oakland Park. That's where you go get yourself a little gloves off and some of their yucatats and everything else that's on the menu that is so good. By the way, Funky Buddha, they've got blueberry cobbler that's coming in hot for summer season. They are celebrating the return of that fully baked wheat ale in the tap room. You can get it tomorrow night. You can get it tonight. Oh, by the way, if you go tonight, Dan Day is there hosting trivia at Funky Buddha. So a little special treat on a Monday. Dan Day will be there, but you can get the blueberry cobbler beer. Very good. Check out funkybuddha.com and get all the info right there. We've mentioned this several times. Hawk and Crowder fans get 10% off the entire month of May. Just mention Hawk's Nachos and receive 10% off your bill. Now, a couple things could happen. Again, they don't have nachos. And a friend of mine did it the other night. They didn't know what he was talking about.
How heartbreaking was that for you to hear?
But it may work, it may not, and we told Dan Day we were going to have him remind people there since he's got a microphone. So if you're at Funky Buddha tonight, just say Hawk's Nachos. You get 10% off your bar tab or your bill. You have some food. But again, tomorrow night, official Panthers watch party is at Funky Buddha in Oakland Park. We started the show today. We were talking about the Panthers. I read a question from Five Reasons Sports. Where's Paul Maurice now in the all-time South Florida coaches, managers list? And we've talked about it several times today. I would say this, you know, Appel, I've said a million times, I think Eric Spoelstra was uniquely suited to coach the Big Three. I don't think it's as easy as people think. And I think Spoelstra was uniquely suited to be the right kind of calming presence. Don't let anything get to him. And he was perfect, and they went to four finals in a row. I think Paul Maurice is absolutely perfect for the roster makeup of this team, correct?
Brad Marchand, I'm pretty sure on TNT, said last night post-game that he hasn't been around a coach that can manage a group like Paul Maurice manages this one. Do you remember the celebration in the dressing room after they won the cup last year? Maurice, they have the board with all the pucks that they put on it after each win in the playoffs. And the last one they gave to Paul. And they all came over and they all drenched him in all the alcohol Then he went up and he put the puck on the board, even after the game on the ice. When he holds the cup over his head and he shuts his eyes, every single member of the team is watching him. There is such a cool connection that he has built with this team, and it only comes from a guy who's been at this for 30 years, and he's seen and been through so much that the way he's able to connect with these guys is so perfect. And it takes a lot on the guys themselves to buy into that, because as we've talked about plenty, well, this guy's trying to come and overhaul everything we do. We just won the President's Trophy.
Right. We love scoring goals. We're having the time of our lives out there.
And they sacrificed a little of that for some winning. And I think it's such a cool story. And he is a treat to listen to talk, whether it's on these airwaves in the morning with Joe Rose, whether it's in this press conferences, whether it's watching these clips where he's mic'd up, reaming out the team on the bench. He just knows all the right buttons to push. He swept out the entire fourth line for guys who hadn't played at all for like 2 weeks, and they made a huge difference.
A really easy guy to root for.
Yeah.
Just there's certain guys just easy to root for. He's one of those guys. So you do think, I know you wagered on it, but you do think the Panthers will get past Carolina?
I do. I think that Carolina, not to the same degree, but like I'm not fearful of like Sebastian Aho and Svechnikov in the postseason. They're really good players. Don't get me wrong, but like I'd rather have the guys that the Panthers have than those. I mean, those guys still haven't really done. I mean, they've gotten to the conference final, but in big moments when these two teams matched up 2 years ago, they kind of all disappeared. And you've got two Selke winners or two Selke nominees, finalists in Reinhart and Barkov on the first line. Think of how the Toronto series went. Top two lines kind of canceled each other out for most of the series. Panthers third line, Marchand, Lundell, Lusterainen. Carolina's third line probably a little better than Toronto's, but I still think the Panthers have the advantage there. And again, that could be the difference. The top 2 point producers in this series are Marchand and Etu. Like, crazy.
I didn't mention it. I said that I would. So Solana sent me a text. It was on the text thread with me and Crowder. And this was before the playoffs started, right? It was like the last couple of games of the season, Solana, because the Panthers were getting ready to activate Brad Marchand. He had missed a bunch of time.
There was a stretch where he gets traded here. We understood the circumstances. He was dealing with an injury, had been off the ice for quite some time. But I was under the impression he'd miss 2 weeks, 3 weeks. It got a little ridiculous at a certain point where the Panthers are losing games, gentlemen. They're down bodies, and Brad Marchand is nowhere to be found.
So I texted on our thread a story from George Richards, and the bottom of it says, Paul Maurice says Brad Marchand will go through full practice tomorrow. Hope to have him back Friday versus Utah. And Solana's response, I screen grabbed it. His response was, I have a feeling this Marchand is going to end up being a huge bum in the playoffs. Are we even sure he's good? I tweeted that out yesterday. There were many people who were upset or entertained by your question. And I'm just curious if you have indeed come around and are now sure he's good.
Well, one thing I know, my contract is up in August, and I am already filling out the new paperwork, the framework, putting it all together. Screenshots are not to be made public by any member of the show. That is going in my contract, and I will need you to sign it as well.
That'll go with you for a long time. I have a feeling this Marchand, and when you call anybody this something, it's such a level of disdain. And again, he really wasn't ours at that point. I don't think he's felt like ours till when? First round?
He was ours the moment we traded for him. I don't know what you're talking about.
Right, but he hasn't felt like ours.
Speak for yourself.
Well, he does now.
I love that guy, man. Oh, my God, is he so good.
Yeah, but you said, I have a feeling this Marchand, which does not connote love, is going to end up being a huge bum in the playoffs. Are we even sure he's good?
I ordered a 63 Marchand jersey last night.
All right, fair enough. You're Marchand's biggest fan.
I've never said anything bad about the guy before this season. ever.
Well, no, it was okay to hate him when he was with Boston.
Oh, but I didn't hate him.
There's no shame in that. Before we get to headlines, I want to point this out. So I look every day, you know, in the show sheet, and it's got, you know, on this date and celebrity birthdays. So the celebrity birthday listed today is Fred Neil, who passed away in 2020. Do you have any idea who Fred Neil is, Appel?
Zero clue.
Solana, do you know who Fred Neil is? Don't look it up.
If I remember this correctly, because we've done this on the air before, Fred Neil was either an astronaut or a member of the Harlem Globetrotters. One or the other.
It was a member of the Harlem Globetrotters. It's Curly Neil.
If you had said Curly Neil.
Of course. That's why I get so perplexed every year that he's got Fred Neil listed on celebrity birthdays, because he obviously doesn't know who that is. No one knows Fred Neil. So when I got it this morning, I'm looking at it going, who the hell is Fred Neil? And I look it up and I go, Curly Neil, this dummy has Fred Neil listed instead of Curly Neil. I don't know why you have him listed as Fred Neil. But he would have celebrated a birthday today. But Fred Neil was Curly Neil. A couple other things on this day. Roadhouse was released to theaters in 1989. Braveheart in 1995. A couple of the Star Wars movies. Da Vinci Code. I never saw that.
I never saw Braveheart. Or what was the first one that you mentioned?
Roadhouse.
Roadhouse. The only reference I know of Roadhouse is from Family Guy.
Patrick Swayze.
Yeah, I knew that he's in it, but I'd never seen it.
Roadhouse, yeah. Da Vinci Code, by the way, the book is better.
All right. Okay. I hate when people say that about anything. Mario Chalmers, we mentioned, he's 39 today. Kevin Garnett is 49. Bill Lambier, 69.
Lambs.
Nice.
And Marshmallow is 33.
Musician.
What a terrible way to go, like, be super famous, but you're only famous if you're wearing a marshmallow on your head. Like, that, I mean, because honestly, like, what's better than being famous and getting bumped up to first class or so? Like, he's got to put a marshmallow on his head if he wants to jump the line at the restaurant. He has to put a marshmallow on his head. It's a bad move by Marshmallow.
Maybe if Mitch Marner went by a pseudonym and wore a marshmallow or something on his head, he wouldn't feel the pressure that he feels in Toronto. Maybe he should try it.
It was a tough little
detour.
Tough weave that you tried to make there.
Trust the weave.
All right.
Who has it worse, though, Hawk? Like, what's more embarrassing, Marshmallow or Deadmau5?
Well, what about Pink Sweats?
Mm-hmm. Man, yeah, that's tough, too.
Because Pink Sweats are not always appropriate.
Well, doesn't Deadmau5, doesn't he doesn't wear the thing anymore.
You're talking about Deadmau5?
Yeah, Deadmau5. He doesn't wear the thing anymore. He just is Deadmau5 now.
Well, no one knows who it is then.
No, people know who he is.
I'm not so certain. All right, let's do headlines here with Solana, brought to you by Dorel Volkswagen. Choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, Taos, and Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Dorel Volkswagen.
Yes, we don't have
it. It is funny how you get something associated with you. I remember Mike Tyson coming to the studios and we did an interview with them. It was me and Zach and Vic Bermudez and Shay. And I was like, oh, let's take a picture. And so when they're snapping the picture, he does the biting you in the ear. He turns to you and he pretends like he's biting your ear. And he pretty much has to do that. I've always said boxers pretty much have to do this for every picture. They've got to put the fists up. It's what they have to do. He's got to pretend to bite your ear. Certain people have to do certain things just because that's what they're associated with. I wonder if it gets annoying.
It's like you having to carry around an Aperol Spritz or a McRib everywhere.
But that's a pleasure. I have one anyway.
Is there another sport where,
you have to do the pose
as a celebrity? I don't know.
Boxers. I've taken pictures. What was the guy's name? Jerry Cooney. Remember him? He came to the studios once. Did the pose.
Yeah.
I've had a picture with Oscar De La Hoya out in Vegas. Pose.
Yeah.
All the boxers have to do the boxing pose.
Yeah. Just go look at Vic Bermudez's Instagram. I mean. But, Hawk, what about the Heisman? Like anybody who's won the Heisman, you take a picture with them?
Geno has never taken a picture where he has done the Heisman pose.
Oh, we got to do that then.
Yeah, we do have to do that. That's a good call.
The Florida Panthers will play mañana, 8 p.m., and then game two will be Thursday. Do I have that right? Yeah, game two will be Thursday. They play every other day.
This great point by a texter. What are you talking about? It's ingenious. He can literally be sick and have someone fill in for him and not cancel. That's true. Anyone can walk up there with the marshmallow hat, play some songs off a CD. That's what he does.
Yeah.
Marshmallow gets paid. You think you saw him. Nobody's, he literally could die. And people could still perform as Marshmallow.
I'm pretty sure that was a side storyline in the movie Pop Star with Andy Samberg.
Yeah, no one saw that because you know why?
Great movie.
Because it was with Andy Samberg.
It's a great movie.
Mount Rushmore of Andy Samberg movies, Hawk. Go.
Yeah, that one and Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
I mean, Hot Rod.
That guy became, like, everyone thought he was the next Sandler, and he's just nothing, right?
Yeah.
Did anything ever happen with him?
No.
You literally just named the TV show he created that was on the air for 8 seasons.
Yeah, but nobody saw it.
That was a great show.
Usually shows stay on the air for 8 seasons when nobody watches.
I can give you a million of them. No one's ever seen that How I Met Your Mother. No, literally no one's ever seen that show. What was the Charlie Sheen one? And then they brought in John Cryer.
Two and a half men.
Yeah. No one's ever seen it.
Here's one I'll give you. Nobody ever saw Mike and Molly.
Yeah. And what's the other one? Somebody Loves Someone.
Bob Hart's Irish.
I mean, how long has that been on? Bob hasn't seen that.
No one ever saw that Equalized, the Queen Latifah show that was on every Sunday after football.
Shocker, though, that leaving SNL to start a cop show wasn't exactly the best career move.
It was a great career move. It's a great show.
It wasn't good on SNL. What's the memorable character from Andy Samberg?
Every single Lonely Island sketch.
Oh, that's true. I'll give you that.
Thank God you had that in your back pocket because, man, I have no idea.
That's it.
His Adam Sandler.
Anything else?
Those are your sports headlines. Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Oh, just saw a picture of Mason Taylor in a Jets uniform. Oh.
Oof. I mean, you got to feel good for the kid.
Happy for him. Great kid, but oof. It's hot. That's your weather.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
We want Florida! We want Florida!
Hawk and Crowder.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box.
factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour. And it was a happy show today because our Panthers are headed to the Eastern Conference Finals once again. So a happy show. And tomorrow, Appel, it'll be game night. So, I mean, come on.
It'll be the time of our lives.
Who's having a better time than us when it comes to hockey? Hockey cities. Who's having a better time than South Florida?
Man, hockey town. Girl.
By the way, tomorrow night, if you want to watch the Panthers game with a whole bunch of Panthers fans, you can do so at Funky Buddha at the Tap Room in Oakland Park. They've got the official Panthers watch party for game one, which is tomorrow, 8 p.m. puck drop. And you can party at Funky Buddha in Oakland Park while you're watching the game. You can hear the game tomorrow here, obviously, on 560 WQAM. So you've got Larry Bluestein coming up tonight on this radio station. And what do you got? Just a Marlins game, I guess, tonight locally. No Matt Mervis in the lineup, unfortunately, but we'll have to.
Well deserved day off.
He's in well deserved day off. He's in danger of getting sent down, wouldn't you say?
I don't know for sure, but I can't imagine if this stretch keeps up that he'll be up much longer. I hope he turns it around.
That would drive me crazy. What a horrid start to the season, and now just a rough go of it. But Marlins and Cubs tonight. Hopefully Mervis will be back in the lineup tomorrow night. So you get Marlins Cubs tonight. That'll do it for us on this Monday. Don't forget Dan Day, by the way, hosting trivia at Funky Buddha tonight if you're headed out there this evening. Larry Bluestein is next. That will do it for us on this Monday. Everybody have a great and safe Monday night. Go Marlins. We will speak with you game day mañana.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities. And no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hosting season's here. Are your Windows guests ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America. Yeah.